we've seen some interesting results in Oakland County here, where Mike Bishop enjoys a commanding lead. And, of course, northern Oakland, a big part of our congressional district in the 8th. What do you see there?
Well, in spite of his big lead, the people who vote straight party ticket are voting more Democrat than they are Republican by 10 percentage points. This is, Oakland County has gone through a lot of changes over the years, and it used to be the hometown of the Republican Party. It's where they counted on to offset what was going on in Wayne County. And now it appears that, at least in this election, that by about plus 10%, it's going more Democrat than Republican. Now, in spite of that, Mike Bishop is doing wonderful. So those people who don't vote straight party, he's probably winning 75-25% at this point in time. So his numbers are overwhelming at this point, given what's going on overall in the county. But there's been a real shift in the county, obviously, from being very, very Republican to Democrat. In fact, if you look at 1988, it's the last time Republicans won the state. George W. Bush pulled 65% in Oakland County. And right now you have, Donald Trump losing by 8 percentage points.
What kind of margin do you expect here when the dust settles on the 8th, Dennis?
Oh, I assume Bishop wins something like 60-40, maybe a little closer than that, but he's the incumbent. He should win pretty easily.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've got MERS also predicting that Mike Bishop will win the 8th district contest. We've got an interesting situation here in Ingham County as well. It was a few minutes ago that we updated the latest numbers in the battle for county sheriff. Two candidates with familiar names in mid-Michigan law enforcement are seeking the Ingham County sheriff's job tonight. Those names are Rigglesworth and Trajanowicz. Scott Rigglesworth and Eric Trajanowicz spoke to WKAR's Current State in the recent past. Rigglesworth, a Democrat, has been an East Lansing police officer for 24 years, 16 spent as a supervisor.
I pride myself on being a solution-based, forward-thinking command officer here, and I try to identify problems in our community and not just identify them, but also create solutions to try to solve them.
Interestingly, he wants his dad's job. 72-year-old Gene Rigglesworth retires at the end of the year. Republican Eric Trajanowicz recently retired as a captain in the Ingham County Sheriff's Department, where he worked for 25 years. He's the son of the late Bob Trajanowicz, who was the director of the MSU School of Criminal Justice. Eric Trajanowicz emphasized his experience in many divisions at the sheriff's office.
I've been everywhere you can be in the Ingham County Sheriff's Office. I was either a supervisor in every division of the sheriff's office. I am presently a captain at the sheriff's office. I manage the day-to-day operations of our field services division and also our corrections division.
Eric Trajanowicz there touting his qualifications to become Ingham County's next sheriff. The latest on state and local races. We'll check in again with Tom Shields and Dennis Denno here in just a few minutes. All election results tomorrow morning. All election results tomorrow morning on Morning Edition with Brooke Allen here on 90.5 WKAR. We're tweeting at WKAR, and we're updating the WKAR Facebook page and our website at WKAR.org. Let's get back to live national coverage from NPR in Washington. We'll be back in a bit. It's 90.5 WKAR.